From police reform to climate change policies and healthcare access, there's a lot on the line for young voters in this presidential election. Young Democratic and Republican activists of color in Eugene are prepared to make their voices heard this November. KLCC's Elizabeth Gabriel reports.
It's almost that time again. The next presidential inauguration is around the corner, and counties across the state are reporting record-breaking voter turnout as people mail in and drop off their ballots. 23-year-old Angela Noah is a sophomore at the University of Oregon and reigning Miss Indian U of O. Over the years, she's used her platform to advocate for better health care and basic necessities for reservations, as well as for proper Indigenous land usage and environmental issues. Policies she doesn't think would improve if President Donald Trump is reelected.
It's really scary that this government and some of the intentions that have, decisions that have been made do not include Native people, do not include Indigenous narratives, and they're wiping us out, they're erasing us. And that's why we fight hard, that's why we're doing and taking up all the space, because our lives depend on it.
She's also fighting for her people to receive respect and recognition in the community. On Indigenous Peoples Day, formerly known as Columbus Day, President Trump gave credit to Christopher Columbus for discovering America. And that didn't sit well with Noah.
That discounts Indigenous narratives, that discounts me and my people. So he needs to recognize that Native people have been here, we were here, are going to continue to be here. And for me, I feel like then we can work together. But until he recognized that, I don't think he's in favor for us.
And after the pandemic, civil rights protests, and other events of 2020, there's a lot at stake in this election, which is why Trump has made an effort to reach out to certain demographics.
Trump supported the NAACP and black youth like myself in 87.
He's a businessman. He's bringing businesses back into America.
Bringing jobs back to America.
Bringing the truth back, and he's stopping needless wars.
That's a Blacks for Trump campaign ad. Black Lives Matter activist Tyshawn Ford doesn't believe the hype. But that doesn't mean the 20-year-old automatically sides with the Democratic Party. During many local Black Unity protests, the leader has said he doesn't feel represented by either party.
We are not a political movement, and we do not give a f- that Trump is a Republican. I cannot be clear enough. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party is not for Black lives.
But he's hoping to see more change if former Vice President Joe Biden is elected.
So if Biden wins, then I think that we have a good chance to defund the police, for sure. Here in Eugene, I think we have a good chance of defunding the police just because I think that the city officials are really starting to listen and they're starting to understand what's happening and they're starting to want to have these conversations with us.
But not every young person of color is in favor of police reform. 22-year-old Andrew Lee is a senior journalism major at the U of O. Like many Americans, he joined the TikTok craze that swept the nation this summer with short videos set to music. He says what started as a space to share cheerleading and tumbling videos turned into a platform for him to safely share his political viewpoints.
A lot of people of color who are conservative are closet conservatives because they fear being disowned by their own communities.
Lee says he's lost about 20 friends over the summer, all because of where he stands politically. He's even been called racist names because of his beliefs.
I always get told on TikTok a lot, you don't like your own kind. Oh, another Asian person hating other Asians.
Lee's TikTok following is growing with more than 17,000 followers on the social media platform. And he's continued to use TikTok to advocate his support for President Donald Trump.
I hate Trump because he's made me hate people that I know.
That's your problem. No one is forcing you to hate anybody. Stop blaming Trump because you can't control your own feelings. People like you are the problem. You shouldn't be judging people based on what they believe. You judge them based on character.
Now Lee hopes more people will do their research and consult both liberal and conservative news outlets when deciding who to vote for this year. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.